The Lebanese caretaker minister of foreign affairs, Adnan Mansour, has rejected the Western efforts to blacklist Hezbollah, saying the movement is part of Lebanon's fabric and national resistance against Israel.
We categorically reject listing Hezbollah on any terror list. Hezbollah is part and parcel of the Lebanese political and national fabric and is an active part in both parliament and cabinet. Any decision made to classify Hezbollah as terrorist does not reflect the truth, especially since Hezbollah contributed to the liberation of South Lebanon, and it is a national resistance against the prolonged existing Israeli aggressions.
The minister's remarks came after the Persian Gulf Cooperation Council, PGCC, warned of action against Hezbollah for fighting insurgents in Syria's Qusair. Mansour insisted that Hezbollah's involvement in Qusair does not violate Lebanon's dissociation policy towards Syria, stating that the resistance responded to a call for help and took part in a preemptive manner to protect Lebanon from a Syrian spillover.
Some 20 Syrian villages lie near the Lebanese-Syrian border. The Syrian army was not present in these regions, which were under control of gunmen, so the residents made a cry for help. Who would guarantee that gunmen won't infiltrate into Lebanon? Hezbollah intervened as a preventive protective measure against possible future attacks.
But the question is, why do some European and Persian Gulf states want to pressure Hezbollah?
It's a political conflict between one axe, which we call it, you know, against Israel, and on the other hand, you have the Western Bloc, United States of America, and the Arabs, allied to United States. This decision, if it will be made by GCC, it will be under the pressure of United States.
Last month, France and the UK also pushed to blacklist Hezbollah, but the move faced opposition within the European Union. Observers say targeting Hezbollah has not only aimed at undermining the resistance movement, but it's also meant to weaken the popular base standing behind the powers that defy Israel. Eliana Al-Khamisi, Press TV, Beirut.